Get ready for Malice, a twisted new drama starring Jack Whitehall, David Duchovny, and Carice Van Houten. Jack Whitehall plays Adam, a charming man who infiltrates the wealthy Tanner family with a hidden motive to destroy them. This edge-of-your-seat revenge thriller unravels a deliciously dark mystery in a world full of wealth, secrets, and betrayal. Malice will constantly keep you on your toes. Why is Adam after the Tanner family? What lengths will he go to? One thing's for sure, the past never stays buried, so keep your enemies close. Watch all episodes of Malice on November 14th, only on Prime Video.
You can relax, that's the name of our podcast.
Hello everyone, welcome to Relax the Podcast. I'm Colleen Ballinger with my wonderful co-host Eric Carrot Stocklin.
Mm-hmm. Sidekick.
Sidekick, bestie, cutie patootie man. There are so many exciting things that are going to happen today.
Are there?
Are there? Yeah.
There you go.
I'm not one to talk. Someone was making fun of me recently for saying egg.
I think I say there.
Egg.
Are there?
You do say there instead of there.
What?
Yeah, you
That's
say there.
Weird.
That's a big thing of yours, but it's cute.
Wait, what else do I say? What other, I'm trying to think of a different context. Are we going there?
No, you always
are we
say
going there.
There?
Well, I wouldn't say we're going there. I said, are we going there?
There, yeah.
Are they going to be there? Or am I going to say, or would I say, are they going to be there? I would say there.
You're saying, you say there in relation to like multiple people or a person, you know, like it was in their closet.
Yeah.
You know,
okay. Yeah.
You would say there.
So I say it right.
No.
You would say
no
if it was
says,
in their closet?
Yes.
Not their closet?
I don't say their closet. No. I would say it's in their closet.
Oh my gosh.
But I'm not one to talk because I say a lot of things weird.
Like what?
I've always been, we've talked about this. I say pink weird. Egg, leg, instead of like egg, which I can't imagine.
Right.
You know, there's a lot of things, but anyway.
But those are like nouns. Like
okay.
You can't like mess up. There, like so that's like you're gonna.
You do say there, that's your thing. That's
how
okay.
do I fix that?
I think you just think do it. You fix it. I don't know.
Does it need to be fixed?
It doesn't. Yeah, I don't know. But I will say that we do have a fun episode because we have a truck of the day that is one of my favorites that Flynn has ever done.
Gosh, when was the last time we did a truck of the day?
I don't know. It was a while ago.
Long time.
But he insisted.
Yeah.
On doing a truck of the day.
I haven't even seen this.
It's so cute and funny.
Can I guess what the truck is?
You can.
Tesla Cybertruck?
You are correct.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was after we'd finished filming last week's podcast episode, we had told him that we did a podcast episode. He's like, I have to do Trucker today. He was like so excited. So that's coming up later. But also I just have lots of fun topics to talk about. I was going through the comments on the last episode.
Oh, good.
A lot of great comments. And I'm very excited to read those because I think conversations will come about because of them.
Okay.
But first, let's do what we always do on this podcast, which is say who we think needs to relax or what we think needs to relax this week.
Okay.
So tell me, Lovey, who needs to relax this
For
week?
For me? You want me to go first?
Of course.
It was funny because there was a moment on this podcast a while ago where like you noticed that my phone case was kind of like breaking.
Mm-hmm.
Remember that? And there was like a weird thread out of it and I was like picking at it or whatever. I kept it on, but it was like became so broken that it was like hard to get in and out of a pocket. So I was like, phone case be damned. And I just tossed it and then proceeded to live a week of my life without a phone case for my iPhone.
That
which,
is wild.
Which I think is sociopathic behavior.
Chaotic behavior.
Chaos. To live your life without a phone case is a sign of a serial killer.
Did your phone survive?
It did. Yeah. Phone's fine.
How? I would have dropped it.
But here's the thing.
Seconds. Here's
like, I don't know. Like, I think this is the relax of it all. Well, first me, I can't believe that I did that. Then I went and got a phone case because like, it was like too, this is like too living on the edge for me. But I realized that iPhones, like they made these things, like why make something that requires a case? Because whatever they made it out of is the most like slippery substance like known to man. Like I would just be holding it and it would just fly out of my hand. It would like fly out of my pockets. If you're like driving and you like put your phone down on like the center console, forget about
it. It's in the back seat
within seconds, like on its own. It's like, even if you're in park, like it just, it flies around.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, a, it's, It's like made, it's like hard lube.
Wow. Hard lube.
I don't know. Like, it's
what's like, hard
why,
lube?
Why make the turtle without the shell? Without the shell? Just make it. Can they just rubberize iPhones? Like, I get it. You made this awesome product. Can't you just like rubberize the outside of question. It? Or like, why does it have to be so
slippery?
Sell more
products. I mean, this is hello. iPhones in general. It's like, yeah, we're going to give you an iPhone charger, obviously, to charge your iPhone.
Not anymore.
And now they're like, well, no, we'll just give you the cord. You don't have to buy this separate little
block. They said that was like for the environment.
That is a bunch of baloney.
Well, it's everything now. Everything electronic you order, everything that is plugged in now that you order, it comes for some reason with just a USB thing, but no
block.
Receptacle.
Yeah.
Wow. There's a no block, no plug block.
Comes with the ding dong, but not with the vahini.
Yes. Yeah. Where's the vahinis at?
Where's the vahinis? yeah. Real annoying. I agree.
That's a whole other thing we've stumbled onto
that
sucks.
I can't believe you survived that long.
Yeah. But a whole week of my life without an iPhone case. And it was just flying around all over the place.
What'd you learn?
That I didn't like it. That I'm particular, that I need one, and I need one that's like, that is, because even this one that I got, it's like, this is even too slippery. Like, I need like something that like is grippy. I need like a grippy phone case, because I don't know if I got butterfingers or what, but it's just, like, I'll be like trying to like look at something, and it's just like, that was happening to me constantly.
See, I actually don't like the grippy phone cases because girl clothes.
Oh, to get it in and out of pockets?
Our pockets are smaller and tighter, and I wear leggings a lot of the time, and grippy phone cases, they're so hard to get in and out of legging pockets. It's the worst.
Well, here's another thing I've noticed about girls and leggings and phones is that they just like put the phones like in their pants, like a little kangaroo baby.
You know, it's funny you say you notice this about girls because I actually do not do that ever. And I'm the girl you see the most in leggings.
I didn't say you. Well, lots of your leggings have like that, like
a pocket on the side,
like a little side pocket, as if like you're a carpenter and you need to put your hammer somewhere. You know,
yeah.
Like,
I will not get the leggings without the pockets, but I have seen girls who don't have pockets in their leggings, and then they just shove it up.
Pooch it.
They shove it in the pooch.
Yeah, because then I imagine a grip. I was going to say, because I didn't know if you did that or ever do that.
No, I don't.
Because if you had like a grippy phone case, you probably wouldn't want that in the pooch.
What do you think would happen if I did that? Knowing me and my body type and how I am I have the warmest blood. Like, I'm like always too hot. Like, I'm always.
Oh, yeah, your phone would overheat?
It would overheat.
It would be like sweaty?
Sticky. Wet. I'd get the alert when I tried to charge my phone, like, what moisture's been found inside of your phone.
You can't unlock your phone for an hour and a half?
Yeah, no, I can't. It doesn't go well. There have been a couple of times where I, like, you know, I have to put my phone like in between my pants and my skin, or in between my bra and my skin. Yeah. If, like,
your phone in your bra?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
A couple of times. And it's not good. It doesn't end well for my phone. So I don't do that.
What circumstance would you have to put a phone in your bra?
Like, if I'm wearing like a romper or a dress that doesn't have pockets.
Okay.
And I'm not wearing pants. So it's like, it has to go in the bra because that's where you can hold the phone.
Because what about your hand? What about just in your
hands? What do you have to use your hands? People use hands. That's why we have them, to use them. You can't just hold a phone 24/7.
Okay. Different question. You're wearing like jeans, front and back pockets. Where are you putting your phone?
Back pocket.
Which one?
Okay, you are such a dude because girl pants, there is no world in which a phone fits in the front pocket.
Oh, is that right?
I will prove. I mean, it does, but it's not pleasant. Okay, here's my phone, okay? Uh-huh. Watch this. I want to show you.
Well, you have the pop socket. For the listener, she has a pop socket on her
phone. Put it in my pocket.
Always.
Put that phone in my pocket. Now tell me. Does that seem pleasant? Was that easy to do?
No, it's a shallower pocket than I would have.
Shallow pocket, rude.
Uh-huh.
And it's tighter. So now if I try to sit down.
It's all weird.
It's
there,
like jabbing into my uterus area.
Well, I don't like it either, but I don't even have a pot.
No.
Socket?
Okay, wait,
hold on. Is that what they're called?
Yeah, we'll get into the pop socket in a second. First of all, your pockets are long enough that when you sit down, then the phone is lying on your thigh. Am I correct in this assumption?
Yeah, I even have a pair of pants where you can see the outline of an iPhone because like,
on your
they're
thigh,
like
though.
That old. Yeah,
but
sure.
Like, I mean, yeah, there's no world. There's no world in girl pants where the the phone lays on your upper thigh once you sit down. That doesn't happen. Anyway, PopSocket, right. I'm going to touch on this quickly because there's a lot we have to discuss today. So remember a couple weeks ago when you were talking about socks and how the short ankle socks are out and like millennials are trying to hold on to the like no-show socks.
Crew tie-dye Nike crew socks today.
Yeah, they're great. That's something that, you know, we were talking about how...
In your face, Jan and Z.
Anyway, the PopSocket is something that I can't let die. Like the PopSocket is like full on like millennial locator.
Is that right?
It's really embarrassing. No one has a PopSocket. You shouldn't have a PopSocket. Like it's super lame. Like this is what I've been told.
You can't live without it.
Care. Yeah. I absolutely do not care.
What would happen?
I would drop my phone.
Is it because the phone's so slippery?
Yeah, it's because I like to hold my phone with my little fingers. I'm not going to be holding the phone with my whole hand. That is too much work for me. I hold it with just my fingers. Now I can hold it above my head if I'm like laying down and it's not going to fall on my face.
Not going to drop it on a baby's face.
The amount that I drop my phone is significantly less than when I don't have a pop. If I don't have a pop socket, like it's game over. The phone is shattered.
So pop socket was invented like for people to take like selfies or something.
I don't know why, but I like it.
But it seems like you use it primarily because, again, back to my point, these things are slippery and we drop them all the time. Mm-hmm. And it's a delicate, expensive
and I can't
thing
have
that
grippy
we need
cases.
To live.
I can't have grippy cases because of what you just watched with my pockets. They don't fit. Now imagine putting that phone in my pocket, but with a grippy case wouldn't make it in.
I'm sorry if it seemed like pop socket shame. I shamed you, but I don't like use it forever.
I
love that's what helps
socket.
You not drop your phone because they made these things wrong.
I know. And they're expensive. We're so old.
It'd
we sound
slippery.
Like a couple of like old people like, oh, these young whippersnappers.
No, I just thought it was funny. It's like, yeah, well, it's an accessory for an item that like they could just be the item, but you have to buy it because like living a week without it was like the Extreme Games.
Mm-hmm.
The X Games. Extreme Games?
What's the X Games?
What's the X Games?
Uh-huh.
First of all, I'm sold. I said Extreme Games instead of X Games. But X Games is like the Extreme Sports Olympics kind of thing that they used to do on ESPN. And I feel like they still do them every year in like Ventura.
Wait, what? There's a different Olympics than...
Well, it's not the Olympics, the X Games.
But you just said it was the... So it's not. You just
it's
said
the
that.
Olympics of...
I'm of extreme... I'm, what do you I'm mean related. Extreme?
Extreme sports, like skateboarding.
Skateboarding is considered an extreme sport?
Yeah. Yeah, man.
Okay.
And like BMX, biking, like everything with a ramp and a rail. And I think there used to be rollerblading. I don't know if there's extreme
so, like,
rollerblading anymore.
Wheel things. It's just wheels.
Wheel tricky things, like wheels and tricks.
So sports, wheelie hobby sports.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, did you want to hear? They call it the X Games for like extreme and extreme sports. And they, it's something that started on like ESPN2.
Hmm. That's fun.
When I was a child.
Okay. Well, anyway.
Tony Hawk.
Tony Hawk, skateboarder, right?
Uh huh.
See, I know things. Thank you for letting me know about your phone case. I'm glad that you survived that experience and that you have a new one.
Barely.
Can I tell you what I think needs to relax?
Oh, please, yes. I'm sorry I didn't ask sooner.
No, it's okay. It's one of those parenting things. It's one of those things that, like, you don't... okay.
So all of it?
No, not all. I love being a mom. That's the best. No. Our son, Flynn, that one. Mm-hmm. I'm going to call him out here. Our son, Flynn.
Uh-huh.
He takes class. He has some classes and, you know, activities. All our kids are involved in different things.
Yeah.
And he is, he has this one class that he does and he had a project to do for it.
Mm-hmm.
And
it's like first project.
It's like his first like project.
Well, he had
kind
to do
thing.
It.
Yeah,
it's
yeah,
like
yeah.
a presentation that required a presentation.
Presentation. Yeah.
Yeah.
So we get the like thing from the teachers or whatever that says like what he has to do and when it's due. And I was in shock. This is for the 4 and 5 year olds.
Uh-huh.
4 and 5 year olds. He had to make a skeleton.
Life size.
Life size. 4 and 5 year olds. Okay.
With no direction.
Life size.
Life size. Yes. Says, sorry, this is your relax.
It says use whatever materials you want. And then they had the audacity to make some suggestions, which I appreciated until it says paper, comma, cardboard, comma, Legos.
Like that'd be like a $10,000
Lego skeleton for 4 and 5 year olds. Okay.
Insane anyway. Teacher.
So then I'm like, okay, this is kind of crazy, but I got a lot of paper. I love a craft. I love a project. This will be fun.
So up your alley.
But then it says it has to have, it says it needs to be an articulating life-size skeleton with at least 3 moving parts. It must include at least the shoulders, the elbows, the skull, the hips, the knees. And then it just went on to like describe all of a skeleton. And
what is this, like Jim Henson's school for 4 and 5 year olds? Like that's a lot of requirements.
I was like, okay, I'm on it. I'm so excited. I love a project. This was like the reason I succeeded in any capacity in school, because I was a horrible test taker. I'm really bad at paying attention in class to a teacher. I'm can't listen to lectures. I can't, you know, all that is like not my thing, but a project, you give me a project, I'm going to crush it. So I was like, oh, this is my time to shine as a parent.
Before you were a parent, when you were just like a single grown-up, I knew you as someone like you're the only single grown-up I knew who had a craft closet mm-hmm. filled to the brim with like,
oh, yeah.
And organized with labeled different drawers.
Only thing in my life organized.
Only thing in your life
except
organized.
For my children's stuff is all organized. But as far as my stuff in my life, no, the only thing is my craft stuff. Anyway, so I'm like stoked on like helping him with this project. But at the same time, fully like, have these people ever met 4 and 5 year olds? Who's teaching these 4 and 5 year olds that they're requiring?
The teachers never met kids.
This is not homework for 4 and 5 year olds. This is homework for me. And now I'm just like, is this what the next 18 years
it is
of our life is
for
doing
sure.
their
I think longer
doing their or as you would say doing their projects for them.
Are we gonna do their? I would say their.
I know.
Oh no,
I know you would. It's okay.
Good callback to their.
But I mean, we had a blast making it together. But of course, like I outlined him and I drew all the bones and whatever for him to cut out, and I had to cut out most of them.
Love
and then as far as like making them, he did great though. He loved it. We had so much fun together. So it was. I'm so grateful for the project because we got to spend time together. He had so much fun. We got to talk about it and learn about it together. But then, you know, as far as like making body parts move, I got those little bracket things that I haven't seen since probably second grade, where it's like the little peg that with the metal, what are those things called? It's like a little metal, almost looks like a tack, but then there's two parts of it that open up.
That open up.
So it's like almost like a stapler, but a reverse stapler clasp. I don't know what it's called. Anyway, but I got those. So I hole punched in the different bones, and then we put that in so that the knees could bend and the elbows could bend and whatever. And then Flynn got all excited because I was like, 3 moving parts, got it, elbows and knees, that's easy. And then he was like, no, mm-hmm. I'm gonna have more. I want, and so I was like, you're my kid.
Yeah,
he was like,
yeah.
I want the wrists to move. And he's like, uh-oh, mom, look at this. And he like moved his head and he's like, my head moves, this skeleton's head does not move. We need, you know, he was like, he loved it.
Uh-huh.
But the whole time we're doing it, I'm like, I'm so lucky and grateful that one, I love projects like this, but two, that I'm work from home and, you know, you're able to help in that night. So you were with the twins so that I could help him with this project.
Of course, yeah.
There are so many parents who don't have those opportunities, who are too busy or don't have the supplies or wouldn't know how to do something like that, don't have the time to make something like that. So then it really is literally left up to the 4 or 5 year old to make a life-size articulating skeleton with at least 3 moving parts.
We love, you know, this was his assignment, right? This wasn't
this,
yours.
But this is what that's my point.
You're saying they set the bar too high. They set the bar too high.
Yes. How was this supposed to happen?
You got to challenge these kids.
That is, but would he have failed? If we'd been like,
did
go
he?
Figure it out.
Was it great? It wasn't graded.
It wasn't graded. But come on.
It's 5.
It's crazy to me. 4 and 5 year olds, this is the project that you give them. And then, okay, so we work on this skeleton. It's beautiful. It's great. Mm-hmm. I want to hang it out. I want to frame it on the wall in the background of this. We should. I don't know why it's not up right now. He did such a good job. He loves it. He's so proud of it. He carried it around the house
for
days.
We are, by the way, going to hang this in our house and frame it somehow.
He carried it around for days. He loves it so much. He talks about it. I mean, he just is so proud of it. And we had so much fun doing it together. Oh no, my thought's gone.
Can you talk about the presentation? Like what
that's what it was going to be. Okay, thank you. So we worked so hard on it. And then I'm so grateful someone had filmed they had to present it to a bunch of kids, like of all ages. And some of the kids that were in the older grades we knew, and they filmed parts of it for us to see. And so they filmed Flynn's presentation. I'm so glad we got to watch it, and he did a great job, but my goodness, there's this one. I'm still so mad.
Just to set the scene, they put up your project in front of all these other kids. And then a teacher was there with a microphone, holding a microphone to him to like, and asking him questions about his project. I just thought that's a lot of pressure for like your first presentation project, public.
You gotta start somewhere. I think it's great for him. I think that's, you know, it's good.
No, I know, but it was just like, oh, even me, I was like, I couldn't.
Oh, yeah. I would have had the sweatiest of bodies. Like, right, I would have been such a mess. But he did great.
He did.
And then he was answering questions after the kids got to ask questions about how long did it take you to make that? Who helped you make that? Which I was like, someone was like, you did not make that, Mr. 5-year-old. And he's like, my mommy helped me. But she, and he explained what I did and what he did, you know? Yeah. He did a great job. And then I'm just going to brag a little bit. It was
the best one,
in my humble opinion.
Yeah.
I thought it was great. And,
relatively, did you see some of the other projects?
Yeah, and they were all great. All the kids did a great job, but it was very clear.
You can dunk
which ones
on some kids' projects.
I'm not
if you
dunking
want.
On anyone.
They're not our kids.
I'm just saying that there are some kids where it was like clear that the kids did it by themselves, which they were supposed to. Like, I almost feel like a little bit like we cheated.
What were some
a bit.
Other materials that used?
Someone used Legos.
No.
Which I am so impressed
by. To build
by.
A life-size human skeleton?
So, that must have been so hard and frustrating and expensive. Anyway, okay. We're talking about funds. Anyway, so people are asking questions. And then the final question, some kid asks Flynn, why didn't you label it? Like, why didn't you label what the different bones were? Like, write it out.
Because a lot of... if not every other kid had labeled parts, which was not a requirement.
No, first of all, we don't know.
Assignment.
We only saw a couple of other people's assignments. So I don't know how many people labeled and how many didn't. It was not in the requirements that I saw that I was given, which, you know, mine would have been laminated.
And this butthead
calligraphy
kid.
labels. Not right. Butthead. But this kid was like, I have to find a flaw in this beautiful art.
Somebody was jealous. Somebody was feeling self-conscious.
Why didn't you
even
label it?
Right.
Like, you messed up. And I was, when I heard this, I was like,
yeah,
it's perfect as is. Like, oh my gosh, yeah. I was so sad. And I was like, wait, did we mess up? Like, were we supposed to put labels? Oh my gosh, have I failed Flynn? Did I not do it?
Yeah, and now he's being called out.
Sorry, but he's 5. And even if he was going to make labels, he can't write labels. He's still working on his reading. Like, he's still learning sounds. Like, he's still learning how to make sound out words. Like, he can't read what these names of these long bones are and like write it all out for labels anyway. So it would have had to be me. And I didn't know I was supposed to do this.
More work for you. Yeah.
But the best part was Flynn's response. Mm-hmm. He was just like, he was not bothered at all by this offensive question. Mm-hmm. He goes, I just didn't feel like making labels.
Yeah.
Like, he was just like, I don't care. Like, I didn't want
to
do it.
Cause he's like, cause he said, I want to.
He's like, he goes, pretty much I didn't want to.
Yeah.
Like, it was so great. And I was like, yes.
And everybody applauded.
And then I was so happy because I was like, oh, he didn't get that from me. Like, my panic when I heard that question, I was panicked. Did I mess it up? But like, frustrated and sad.
Are you emotional?
Like, I'm crying. But he was just like, I don't know. I didn't want to. Yeah. Like, he like didn't care. And I was so glad.
But there wasn't, to see your child like self-conscious or embarrassed.
Oh, that's the worst.
That's the worst feeling.
I will never forget like the first few times that we noticed Flynn being embarrassed and how you and I, like, we almost cried. Like, seeing shame or embarrassment on your child for the first time is like, oh no. I don't want everyone to feel that way. Anyway, speaking of, you and I'll take a little break for a second here so that we can actually hear Flynn's truck of the day.
Because
it's a good one. Okay, so we're gonna let you guys enjoy Flynn's truck of the day
for
a minute.
Legend himself.
We'll see you in like 5 minutes. Flynn's truck of the day.
Oh, truck of the day. Truck of the day.
Flynn's truck of the day.
Flynn's truck of the day. Truck of the day. Flynn's truck of the day. Ha ha.
Hey, a little surprise for everyone here. Flynn told me today, I want to do truck of the day. Flynn wants to sit in the same seat as me, so we're going to move the camera a little bit and sit in the same seat.
Truck of the day.
All right. Truck of the day. So who's the truck of the day today, Flynn?
This one.
What is it?
A Cybertruck. Here the long name is called a Tesla Cybertruck, but just call them Cybertrucks for short.
Really? You can? I didn't know you could just call it a Cybertruck. I thought it was a Tesla Cybertruck.
Yeah, but you could call them Cybertrucks.
Oh, cool. Why do you like Tesla Cybertrucks?
Because they can do lots of things. I'll show you.
Okay.
So it does lots of things. I'm going to open it.
So it looks like the door's open, the trunk opens, the hood of it opens.
So it closes up a lot. So do you see this thing? It's crazy cool.
So cool. Now, when was the first time you ever heard of a Tesla Cybertruck? Was there...
When I was at a store...
At a store? Did you see it at a store or something?
Yeah, I saw them in real life.
Oh, really? You saw one in real life?
Up close.
I thought you liked Tesla Cybertrucks because you heard a song called Tesla Cybertruck.
Yeah, because they're... Yeah, I didn't know they could do all those cool things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's a song.
They can go in snow, off-road, or on the road. They can go anywhere, even on the desert. They can go in any world... Any place you want to take and go, just get a Cybertruck or a Tesla Cybertruck.
Yeah, just get one.
Yeah. Then you can just like drive and have nothing, just drive, and then you'll be there like soon because they're like a rocket ship.
They're like a rocket ship?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
In the song, it kind of says, like a rock chip, taken off at the blast squad, shocks it.
Yeah, I love that part.
In the Cybertruck, Tesla, Cybertruck.
Yes. You love that song. We've listened to that song. It's actually by Truck Tunes. Which we actually interviewed the guy who writes the Truck Tune songs on this podcast a long time ago. Uh-huh. And they came out with a new Truck Tune song called Tesla Cybertruck recently. I don't know how recently, but pretty recently. And we've been listening to it nonstop in our house, and all three kids sing it.
I'm going to get a closer look so you can see this. There's a square steering wheel.
A square steering wheel?
Yes.
So awesome. So is that the kind of car you want when you grow up?
Well, Daddy wanted Tesla, just like a regular Tesla.
Daddy wants a Tesla?
Yes.
Since when? I didn't know Daddy wanted a Tesla.
Is a week longer than a year?
No, a year's longer.
Okay. In 2 years, Daddy's going to trade to a Tesla.
Oh, and so in 2 years, he's going to trade the blue car?
No, just call it the Teon car.
The Teon car?
Yeah, because it's the color Teon. They call it Teon.
There's a color called Teon?
Uh-huh.
I've never heard that word before. It's called Teon?
Uh-huh.
I didn't know that. I thought our car was blue. It's Teon?
Teon is a type of blue.
Oh, I did not know this one. See, you teach me things every day. You're smarter than me.
I know.
You're the smartest guy in the world. You know things like the color Teon. I never even knew the color Teon existed.
Maybe it's a different color. I don't know. But I think Cybertrucks can go more places.
Probably.
And do more stuff.
So you want a Tesla Cybertruck when we trade in our Teon colored car?
No. I want just a Tesla, like a regular Tesla.
Oh, you don't want the Cybertruck. You want a regular Tesla.
Yes.
Why?
Because Teslas are my favorite car.
They are? I never knew this.
Mm-hmm.
I'm learning something new about you every day.
I know.
So if you could have any kind of vehicle in the whole world, like if you could have a skid steer, a dump truck, an excavator, anything, any kind of truck, any kind of car, any kind of vehicle, you would choose a Tesla.
Yes.
Wow. That's pretty cool.
I know they're a lot of money.
Yeah, they are a lot of money.
They're like $5,500.
Something
maybe
like
more.
That. Yeah, maybe.
I mean, it's like a crazy number. I don't know.
Yeah, they're a lot of dollars.
They're $5,500.
That's so many dollars.
Uh-huh.
How are you going to get 6,000?
Just have to work a lot.
I guess so. We'll have to work a lot for a lot of years, huh?
Maybe it will take 2 weeks.
I wish. No, I think it takes longer than 2 weeks to save enough money for a Tesla.
How much days?
I don't know. It just depends. I think it might take many years. We might never make enough money to get a Tesla. I don't know. We have to learn.
When we're done with Truck of the Day, we might just look it up.
Yeah, we might just look it up.
Because I want a black Tesla.
A black one?
Yes.
I thought your favorite color was blue.
No, I want a pink one.
Oh, a pink one. That'd be cool.
Yeah, they make pink ones.
I did not know that.
They make pink of these.
Tesla Cybertrucks?
Yes.
Holy smokes.
One black one in the whole world and gray ones and a pink.
You know the kind of car I wanted when I was younger?
What?
I wanted a purple car, but I think it's called like a VW bug. They're very like round. I don't know anything about cars.
Are they called beetles?
Yeah, like a beetle kind of. Do you know what I'm talking about?
I think it's a beetle.
Let me look it up. A Volkswagen Beetle. Flynn, you're right. You're always right. How are you always right about everything? You're so smart. See, I wanted a car like that. When I was in high school, I really wanted a purple VW Beetle. I thought they looked so cool. But now I don't really want that kind.
Why?
Because now I just want a car that is really safe and fits all my kids in it. And that car is a little too small. And so all I care about now.
These can fit so many people.
The Teslas?
Cybertrucks.
Really? It looks like you can fit five.
It can fit six.
Six?
Three in the back, three in the front.
Oh.
Okay, that's all I got. Bye.
That's all we got. Bye. Back to your regular scheduled programming.
Maybe see you in like, I'll see you in like 5 days.
5 days?
Yeah.
Okay, we'll see about that. Seeing you in 5 days.
Yeah. If I have school in the morning in 5 days, I'll just do it another day, okay?
All right.
Yeah, okay. Bye.
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 That was great, Flynn.
I know.
Flynn's truck of the day. Okay, such a fun little video with Flynn there. Wait, what's it called? Truck of the day. Oh my God, I had a total brain fart. Such a fun truck of the day with Mr. Flynn there. But we
always
have something to chat about, love.
What's that?
Flynn is very insistent that you are getting a Tesla.
I don't know why. I mean, it's so funny. Like when he heard the Cybertruck, obviously there's this song and that's what made him obsessed with it. It's such a strange looking thing. And he just became like obsessed with it. Like I got him a little toy of one and then he's like, we should get a real one. And I was like, no, there's no.
Yeah.
For multiple reasons, but also I can't afford, that's a lot of money.
Yeah.
But he's like, since he heard that there are self-driving cars, quote unquote, that he's like, well, Dad, you're always like, you know, you need a self-driving. Like there was something I was doing. Oh, he was like, he wanted me to like change the song in the car, but I was like, I can't, I'm driving. And he was like, see, that's why you need a self-driving car.
Oh, no.
And I was like, well, like, I wouldn't do that anyways. If my car was like, I can drive myself. I was like, I'd be like, no, thanks. Like I'll drive.
I don't even use a backup camera.
Right.
In cars. Yeah, I won't even look at that. I'm like, I don't trust that. I'm looking over my shoulder. Yeah, this could have been pre-recorded.
With the little thing in the mirror, like the little warning light that someone's like in the lane next to you.
No, I'm
like,
looking.
I'm always going to look regardless.
That's his thing lately. He just kind of says things and he's not lying. He just is like, no, this is going to happen. He's like manifesting
that I get a Cybertruck. Yeah.
He also manifested to all of my relatives and a bunch of friends and teachers that we are moving to South America.
Uh-huh. Yeah. He did come up with that on his own as well.
And when people started questioning me about this, I went and I said, are you telling people we're going to South America? He's like, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
He was like, a matter of fact, of course.
He saw a National Geographic like presentation on the robber crab of an island called Christmas Island.
It's off the coast of Perth, like a few
hours
away.
Which is off the coast of Australia.
Mm-hmm.
And somehow in his mind, he interpreted that as he wants to see these robber crabs make these amazing journey across the floor of the forest there. And they cross the street. You know, it's this whole,
well, the coconut crab's the one he likes. And I don't know if that's the same thing as a robber crab. They're huge.
They're huge. And they have this whole like journey that was, you know, documented by National Geographic. We watched it. He loved it. And his mind interpreted, again, Christmas Island off the coast of Perth, Australia, that his mind interpreted it as we are moving to South America so I can see those damn crabs.
Yeah, he's like adamant about it. And we're like, we're not. He's like, no, we're going.
So he's so he just started telling everybody he knows.
Yeah,
teachers.
Oh, yeah.
He's like, say goodbye.
Yeah.
And like they're like, when? And he's like, next week.
And 2 days.
In two,
yeah, and a week and two days. We're moving.
In a week and two, very specific, a week and 2 days.
And I said, how are we getting there, buddy? He said, a plane, a train, and a boat.
Yeah, all three.
And I said, well, we're not going. And it's not like, he's not like fighting. He's not like, no, we are. He's just like, no, we are. We're moving. We're going. Like, he's just very like matter of fact about it.
Yeah.
It's not like a, we're not discussing it. It's yeah. it's not an argument. It's not a discussion. It's like, no, this is just what's happening. And so
these as we can all relate, like it seem to be hyperfixations that last about,
right.
you know, as long as I have hyperfixations.
Right.
So, it was Cirque du Soleil for a little bit, like a week ago.
Well, yeah, but you are the same. I mean, we all are, but...
He's like, I gotta see Cirque du Soleil. These people are jumping... He saw a clip from Love where they're jumping over the van in the Beatles one, and he's like...
It was like a
where is this? And I'm like, Vegas. He's like, let's go.
I think it was a singular day that Flynn was interested in looking at clips of Cirque du Soleil. And he was just like,
Vegas, baby.
No, I'm not gonna talk about... No, he was not like Vegas, baby. Eric... said, we have to go to Vegas. Like, we got to plan a trip. Like, we got to go see this. Like, Flynn loves Cirque du Soleil. Like, we have to go take him to see a show. Like, let's start looking. Like, you were ready to book.
I was ready.
The trip to go. And I was like, can we just
it's
wait?
Like a 45-minute flight.
Love. I was like, can we? We're not taking our five-year-old to Vegas to see Cirque du Soleil show. Unless he was obsessed with it and was like his thing. Then, of course, I'd like talk about it. But, like, I was like, it has been... less than 24 hours. Let's wait a day and see if he still likes it.
Uh-huh.
He has not spoken. I know. Cirque du Soleil but once I
keep,
since
but
then.
I keep bringing it up. You keep that's bringing it up. Sure.
Like, he doesn't even like it anymore. Like, he thought it was cool in that clip of seeing someone jump high. I'll, and like, then, like,
remind
he forgot
him.
About
I'll
it.
Be like, I'll like try and remind him so that he'll start like egging you
do
on.
Do you
again
even
for
like
it.
Las Vegas? Like,
no, I haven't been,
I mean, like,
I haven't
like
been in
fine,
a long time, but like, I think it would be kind of fun.
It would be so fun, but like,
to take him in like to like a big pool and.
Oh, yeah, he would like that, actually.
See his Cirque. I think that'd be really fun for him.
Yeah, it would be, but it's not
like... he's taking this like, very, like, precursor gymnastics class right now. And so, like, he's learning how to... Like, he's just learned how to somersault and do, a cartwheel. It's, like, better than my cartwheel, for sure. Yeah, you're not going to fight that?
No, I'm not going to fight that.
Yeah, because my cartwheel is...
Yeah, it's better than mine,
horrible.
Too. It's not... It's better than both of ours, yeah.
I did a cartwheel in a music video. And I think I was made fun of for years.
What?
I know.
What music video? What are you talking about?
I did one of my first things was I did a music video.
Okay. Can I like watch this?
Yeah. And I played the love interest in a music video.
And you did a cartwheel?
Yeah. And it's like a guy, you know, love interest in music video, kind of like a love song, you know, and then at the end we're like running around the beach and they're, you know, it's just like, they're like, just do whatever, just run around. And I just like, was like, I'm going to pull off this cartwheel. Mm-hmm. On the beach in this music video, and it was
you don't even
pathetic.
Have to tell me what it looks like. I know, I can see it. I know exactly.
It looks not as good
what,
as our five-year-old son who just learned them.
I know exactly what it looks like. I feel like it must have been like where the legs are like bent, of course, and hunched, like more like how Wesley does a cartwheel.
Yeah, so music video for a song called Felt Like Love by Hailey Taylor.
Okay.
It's still on YouTube.
Okay.
Do you want to live react to it right now?
Well, I just want to see the cartwheel, honestly. Did I just say cartwheel?
From 13 years ago.
Okay, I'm watching and she's...
We do kiss, yeah.
You kiss in this? Yeah. I'm about to watch you kiss another woman? Lovey!
Come on, grow up. It's professionalism.
Oh my God. Wait, you do kiss in this? Did you know this person? Like before filming this or did you audition for this?
No, I they were a friend of a friend and they like reached out and asked if I would be in the music video.
Okay. Did you like did
know
you guys
them,
date?
No.
So you just okay, you're holding hands.
But then she did have me. Then she did the what's the California the one in LA, Hotel Cafe. She did a show there and she had me come on stage and I played.
Oh my God, you're about to kiss.
Played with her band for one song.
Sorry, I'm trying to pay attention to you, but you're kissing. I'm literally watching you kiss, like make out with another woman. This is so bizarre.
It's not a.
What? You're like, oh, watching this cartwheel. And there it is.
Was it good?
Love. It's exactly what I pictured.
Was
but
it?
Also, you like totally tricked me You're just trying to make me jealous. You're like, look at this cartwheel that I did. That's so silly. I actually totally forgot
about all the other stuff.
Yeah, right. Okay.
Until I was like, oh, right. I think there is a cartwheel in this music video. And I think I immediately kissed her before or after. I was like, I better say something.
Oh my gosh. You totally kissed another one. You just wanted me to watch you kiss another one. That cartwheel is bananas.
I can't believe it made the video.
I honestly can't either.
I was ridiculed.
Yeah, that kind of makes sense.
Uh-huh.
I wonder if there's any comments about it. Stop. Speaking of comments, let's read some of our comments.
What a good segue.
Because we got a lot of great comments. And the first one I think that's the most important to discuss is one. We got comments like this a lot. Okay. Last week in our episode, you were talking about how to roll a blunt or something at some point, and I guess was confused. I barely remember this. A lot
did
of comments
I?
About this.
What do we, is this what we talk
so,
about?
Chrissy said, Eric explaining to Colleen how to roll a blunt is the funniest thing I've ever heard.
Oh, no, I forgot.
Amber said, Eric explaining the blunt sent me. Oh, our sweet little Colleen.
Yeah.
Alana said, Colleen not knowing what a blunt is so on brand. Uh-huh. Okay. First of all, I agree. But second of all, uh-huh, I know what a blunt is. I just have never rolled a blunt.
Gone into a 76, bought a Dutch Master, cut it open, dumped
okay,
it
out. Okay, so the reason, yes, exactly. Know, pause.
You can't
pause,
right
pause,
now
pause.
Even like feel the feeling on your tongue as you like licked it to then.
Wait, pause. You have to stop because
why?
Because there are so many comments making fun of me about this. Uh-huh. I need you to explain to me how to roll a blunt.
I am.
This I know. I know, but you were doing it fast. I need you to like fully explain to me right now.
It's been a while.
But first, I have a question.
Yeah, sure.
Is a blunt always, does a blunt mean, it means pot, right?
yeah. Uh huh.
But it's never, you can't have
no,
a blunt of like cigarette.
Crank.
No, but you can't have a blunt of something else. Like a blunt means like you're smoking marijuana.
I mean, yeah, not usually, no.
So in my understanding of what a blunt is, I guess we'll start there, which is embarrassing,
blunt
which
of
is
cocaine?
Nothing. No, that's not what I mean. I meant like nicotine.
Well, that would just be a cigar.
Oh, I guess that's true. So for my understanding, a blunt is just like you get one of those pieces of paper and you roll up marijuana inside of the piece of paper thingy.
Yeah.
And that's a blunt. It's like just one that's already like rolled up. That's what I always thought a blunt was. What's a blunt?
Wait, you thought a cigar was a blunt?
No, not a cigar. I thought a blunt was marijuana that you like roll up yourself in a piece of paper.
No, blunt is just like
a special kind of piece of paper.
Well, yeah, it's like a cigar type piece of paper because it's like, it's a joint, but it's like way bigger.
Yeah, what's the difference between a joint and a blunt?
Well, joint is like kind of with like cigarette paper and it's like, and it's like smaller, which I guess like, you know, you should share, you can pass it around. I think blunts were invented because it was like, for like more people, you know what I mean?
Okay.
Essentially,
I thought those were the same thing.
The amount that you would purchase, like all of it would, you put, it's a lot of
marijuana
in it. And I mean, this is legal now in most.
Well, so blunt, I always thought blunts and joints were the same thing. I did not know those were different.
No, joints are like the smaller, like white ones. You know what I mean? They're like with like, you know, okay, joint paper. So whereas a blunt would be like, I mean, you used to have to cut open a cigar, dump out all the tobacco, mm-hmm, and then kind of put, you know, like break up marijuana or grind it up in a grinder. You know what that is, right? Like a weed grinder.
Well, I only know grinders. Like I know a coffee bean grinder. Uh-huh. I didn't know they had one specifically for marijuana.
And then you would like put it, yeah, you would like kind of roll it, you know, and you'd have to like lick it like an envelope kind of, mm-hmm, to like get it to inform it.
I knew someone a long time ago who made his own like cigarettes with tobacco. And I saw him do that.
That's a very cool looking thing to do.
With the paper and put the tobacco in and then roll it up and lick it, whatever. So I've seen someone do that.
When you put filters in it?
I don't know all the process of what he did, but I saw him do that. And so that's why I always thought a blunt was, I just thought you did the same thing, but with marijuana.
I was a really cool kid. That was like the coolest kid thing you could do is like, I roll my own cigarettes. But yeah. Do you know what a spliff is?
No.
Okay.
What's a spliff?
It's like a big kind of joint, but like you also still have tobacco in it.
Okay.
I think that's more European.
Okay. A spliff.
Uh-huh.
Can you buy the cigar paper? You have to buy a cigar and cut it open. Aren't cigars expensive? This seems
like
a very expensive thing for kids.
No, you would get like
a
kind of a cheapy one for like a couple bucks. I think they were called Dutch Masters when I was
okay
youth. But they made like wraps and they made like flavored wraps. So it's like everything you can think of now. But yeah, you can just buy the paper now, and it's like can be like flavored like strawberry. I'm not endorsing this.
You can't just buy a blunt.
I don't know. Probably not.
Or a joint.
Pre-rolled joints. Yeah, you can buy those. I guess you probably can buy pre-rolled blunts. I mean, I don't know what the state of marijuana now is like. It's way over my head, and like too much.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, yeah, mm-hmm. even that. And they have like electronic. It's crazy. I can't believe it.
Seems
it
was so
like,
fancy.
It was illegal in the time where like my body could handle that. My body and mind could handle that and enjoyed that. And like now it can't handle that and doesn't enjoy that. And it's like, and now it's like legal and everywhere in the state of California.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, now I know what a blunt is, I guess. I actually don't think I know anything what you just said.
I should get some weed.
Oh my God.
For next week.
I'm sure that is not allowed on the internet.
Right.
I don't know actually, but I feel like there's gotta be rules against like us. Like you trying to get me to learn how to roll a blunt on a video would be, first of all, hilarious.
Uh-huh.
But also, I'm sure that's not allowed for some reason. I don't know why I think that.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. Is it? I don't know.
I don't know.
Anyway, thanks for those comments. Made me laugh because I am.
That's funny. It didn't even occur to me.
A little sheltered me not knowing anything about anything. But there are a few other comments I wanted to bring up. This one comes up a lot. And so I'm finally going to address it with you.
Okay.
Ariana Zigzag Hooray.
Zigzag?
Said, mm-hmm.
Zigzag the joint papers.
Is that what they're called?
It's a brand. It's like the most popular brand.
Okay. Would Eric be willing to share the ghost story he had mentioned a few episodes back, but didn't end up telling? I've been wondering if it would come up again. Love this podcast. This has come up so many times in the comments, and every time I'm like, what are they talking about?
I said in the beginning of an episode, like a while ago, like, oh, also like I have a ghost story, like one of those, like in like the intro. And then we just never got to it. Cause who knows what we were talking about.
But is it a recent ghost story or is it an old one?
Yeah. I think I even talked to you about it. Later, it was about like the baby monitor stuff.
Wait, what?
So we have new kind of more sophisticated baby monitors that track motion.
Mm-hmm.
And then it connects to a thing where like I can watch it on like a screen, you know what I mean, in another room, to make sure in case anybody wakes up and needs water or whatever they need. Has a bad dream because
mm-hmm.
there's ghosts haunting the room they're sleeping in.
Stop it.
But like, so this camera will go like, we'll make this noise like, mm-hmm. and like it's when it's, cause it's activated by like motion, and it happens sometimes when there's nothing there.
Yeah, it does.
And nothing moved.
Mm-hmm.
And like, and I'll see like, and sometimes this particular time I saw like a flash of white and like, and it was nothing there. And then you just hear like, silence, you know what I mean, and our sweet little children breathing. It was just really creepy. And I'm like, it's, I mean, this happens like almost every night with this thing.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, what motion do you think it's reacting to, or what? Or maybe is something trying to send us me a message?
I mean, it could be some sort of ghost or spirit, but there's also like dust particles sometimes I see floating around, like that the night vision camera picks up like random like. Particles of things floating around. It does. I've seen it.
Night, like a motion activated camera. I can't even get a motion activated sink to wash my hands or the paper towels to come out. And you're telling me this thing's picking up dust particles in night vision.
I don't know.
It was like $100 baby monitor. It's not like,
I know.
It's not like CIA equipment that we have in here. That's like, it's, you know.
Yeah, I know. I don't know. It's probably a ghost. I mean, I hear them every single night. I'm always the last one up, and I always hear drums, footsteps. Sounds like people are walking on the roof.
There's something about a baby monitor that is like inherently spooky. I feel like it's
It's a
nightmare. I think there was even like a movie that used it a lot, and like it's like Paranormal Activity or something like that. It was like a movie I can remember. Did you ever see that? That used like, oh, a baby monitor, like something happening. Like it used that technology because it is so inherently like there's something kind of creepy about it because it's just like
beady
sound
eyes.
Machine noise and like this kind of like not so great night vision. And like, you know, it's just kind of, it's like a little, like, it's like I have to carry around a little horror movie, like to mm-hmm. make sure my, like to know if my kids wake up.
And it's pretty awful.
And so when it's now activating with motion to nothing and I'm seeing like a white.
Right.
Flash, like if that, like, was that, you know what I mean? Was that a face? Was that a, you know, what was that? What is that? It was like, spooking me out.
I'm sorry. Yeah, no, it is pretty spooky. It's Spooktown USA.
So that was what I wanted to talk about, was like the spookiness of a baby monitor.
Now, obviously, you are too busy to watch my vlogs, and also you live with me, so you everything that happens in my vlogs you know about because you live it daily. But did I tell you about when I was putting the kids to bed and cuddling them before they fall asleep, and like Maisie and Wesley were all telling stories, like goodnight stories, you know, like bedtime stories, whatever. And Maisie and Wesley started talking about hearing drums.
No.
I didn't tell you about this?
I just got goosebumps.
I'll have to show you the footage. It's crazy because
I haven't heard this.
Because I have thing. Footage from the baby monitor.
Maybe we got some hippie neighbors and they're doing like a drum circle.
No, it's weird because sometimes like I'll hear it, but you don't. But this time they heard it and I didn't.
I don't like that.
Wesley was like, there's drums. He started talking about drums. And I was like, oh, and then there's drums. Wait, what? You heard drums? And he's like, yeah. And then Maisie goes, yeah, they go boom, 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 the drums.
Did they have music class that day where they were drumming?
No.
Were they saying they are actively hearing drums like in that moment?
That's what it seemed like, love. I'll have to show you the footage. It's kind of crazy. It's in one of my vlogs.
They're not fully articulate at this point. So it's like,
Maisie is. Maisie's more articulate than me.
Well, no, I know, but it's like 3/4 of the way legible.
Yeah, that's true. Well, we'll get back to that. We can talk more about ghost stories later. Well, we're going to investigate
that's what it was, but thanks for asking, Zigzag.
There's one more like thing I really was excited to talk about today. I know we're talking about a lot. We're covering so many things today, but...
Well, that's a lot of topics.
Please keep these comments. I love all your comments. They made me laugh so hard. Most of them are just making fun of me, but which I love. But this one was great. Okay, so last week we talked a bit about ocean animals because I guess that's my new favorite thing in the world is like ocean life.
I was going to ask you, so what's up with whales these days or whatever?
No, I've got some stuff to talk about. Okay. I actually have so many things to talk about. I have to save a bunch of it for next week.
Your Cirque du Soleil right now is whales.
Oh my gosh. Not whales, just animal life. Like animal life? Oh my God.
Sea life?
Sea life.
Marine life.
Marine life, yeah. Okay, Morgan said, Colleen, please Google all the shark facts and please share with us. I'm fascinated. I'll never go to the ocean, but love learning about this kind of stuff. And I saw a few comments asking about like more like, you know, facts because I'm such a scientist and I know everything about sea life. But I did Google some crazy facts and I've been watching a lot of stuff on TikTok and stuff on sharks and dolphins. Oh my gosh, can't wait to get into that. But okay, so here's just some crazy facts.
Okay.
I wonder if you knew these things or not. Okay, ready? Mm-hmm. This one is kind of known, you know, people know sharks have lots of teeth, but did you know sharks can lose more than 30,000 teeth in a lifetime?
That's a lot of teeth.
That's so many teeth.
How quickly do they grow back? Like pretty quickly?
They have lots of rows of teeth, so.
Right, right, right.
But this is something that's just embarrassing for me because as much as I look for rocks and sea glass and all that stuff at the beach, people always ask, like, do you find a lot of shark teeth? I've never found a shark tooth on the beach.
How many did you say?
30,000.
In their lifetime?
One shark can lose up to 30,000 more, it says, than 30,000 teeth in a lifetime. Hello?
Well,
a lot of teeth.
So I've got to make all those necklaces.
I know. With some... what are those called? The shells?
Puka shells.
Puka shells. Anyway, sand tiger pups eat their siblings in the womb. That's crazy. They get teeth while they're still inside the womb and then they just like, are like, all right, I'm going to eat my siblings. Oof. That's bananas.
Survival of
there's so many facts I have to like figure out which ones I want to talk about. This one is fabulous. I'm so jealous of these little sharkies because, you know, we've all heard of the Virgin Mary, but did you know of the Virgin Sharkies? Some shark species have been known to reproduce via a virgin birth, a process known as parthenogenesis, recently observed in the critically endangered small-tooth sawfish. It occurs when females fertilize themselves with material that splits off from an egg as it divides. See, I said egg weird. But then fuses back with the egg. Some sharks have also been known to eat their siblings. And we already know about this. Okay. So anyway, isn't that crazy?
Yeah. Yes. They can just
impregnate themselves. What?
Do other animals do that?
I don't know. I'm only talking about sharks right now.
I'm sorry.
But I know that like.
Those are the ones with like the saw mouth that looks like a hedge trimmer.
I don't know, but I definitely didn't know that a small tooth sawfish. It's
sawfish.
Endangered.
Yeah.
I know that seahorses, the males give birth.
Right. Oh, that's what I was thinking of.
So I don't know though. I think, and I know like praying mantis after they mate, the woman like eats the man's head or something, mm-hmm. like decapitates.
I don't know why your eyes looked so excited while you said that.
No, I'm just like, I love how fascinating.
It felt like a veiled threat.
Different creatures on this earth do things. It's just fascinating to me.
You seem a little too fascinated in the whole spousal murder thing.
That is not true. Stop that.
Kidding.
Hammerhead sharks have a 360 degree field of vision, which doesn't make much sense to me because I feel like hammerhead sharks are the ones that I would feel like have the worst impaired vision.
Right, yeah. So that's why, so the evolution of that shark, I wonder, is so they could see, for some reason, they need to see
360 degrees, I guess. Yeah. Bizarre.
Those are scary sharks.
Now, I'm not envious of a blue shark, because a blue shark can carry up to 135 pups at once. I did two at once, and it almost killed me. What? 135 at once?
How long have you been working on that blue shark joke?
It wasn't a joke. That's what's happening. Factual.
So someone in the comments was like, "Hey, can you Google this?"
Yeah.
Why didn't they just Google it?
Because they wanted me to enjoy it.
Or they want to hear you talk about it. Okay.
I don't know, but I'm grateful.
Just reading
half of the stuff I learned watching a
BuzzFeed article about
this
shark
is not a BuzzFeed
facts.
Article. This is from multiple different articles. And stop being a hater of my shark
no,
facts.
I'm just confused.
It's about to get great. What it's happened? About to get even better.
Okay.
Sharks are colorblind. Did you know this?
Are they all colorblind?
That's what this says.
What about the blood thing? How do they smell blood?
How do they smell it?
Yeah. How do they know?
Well, they smell it, I would assume.
Gosh, I saw this thing. It's just funny. I just saw this thing about the kid who jumped off the cruise ship on a dare.
Oh, awful. That's so sad.
And it was like people are trying to be like, I don't know.
Oh, but apparently, why are you talking about this?
I don't know. Here's another fact. It's like apparently older sharks get worse at hunting. And so they follow around boats, I guess in cruise ships, because they dump food.
Oh.
And so if you're on a
ship,
there's sharks following it around because they dump food or I'm just, so I didn't mean to bring it down.
Jeez, we're talking about fun shark facts.
You were so excited about that shark.
I feel like I can't even say the next one. Okay.
Oh my God.
Well, sharks have no bones in their bodies. Isn't that crazy?
Oh my God. Wah, wah.
I guess unless they eat some.
It's like the SNL Debbie Downer.
But I didn't
sketch.
Know that.
No bones in their body. It's all cartilage.
I didn't know that. Did you know that?
I did know that, yeah.
Smarter than me.
Well, their jawbone. Is their jaw is all cartilage too? Because that's the one you always
see. Wait, is it a tooth a bone?
No, I don't. Are teeth bones?
I thought so. Aren't teeth
There's bones?
There's
bones in your hair?
Bones in my hair?
Yeah. Remember when Clint didn't want to get a haircut?
Are teeth bones?
I know they're
No, they're not.
It's a calcium.
That was just me being dumb. They're very different. Your bones can heal themselves when they get broken, but your teeth can't.
Yeah.
Okay. What dentist wrote this?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Like,
is all dentistry just a scam?
It is. Okay.
I said that because for the listener, I said that because I went to the dentist a week ago and he found a couple of cavities and he sent me this thing about how much it's going to cost or whatever. And Colleen was like, nah, don't go. It's a scam. I was like, you don't believe it. She doesn't believe in dentistry. She thinks it's all a scam.
Just because a lot of people take things very literally out there, that's not true. I think it's very important to go to the dentist. We make sure our kids go to the dentist every six
our
months.
Our kids do a lot, yeah. I'm looking at you, man.
Why would you talk about, who cares about me?
Honest answer.
I am terrified of the dentist.
When was the last time you went to the dentist?
When I was pregnant with Flynn because my teeth were chipping off because
my
uterus was stealing the calcium, or so I thought. They're not even bones.
I don't know.
Stealing something from my teeth.
I said calcium before. It's fine.
My teeth started breaking and chipping and it was awful. And so I had to go get a tooth filled with no medicine. Sitting up, because if I laid down,
no medicine because you're pregnant.
I was pregnant, and if I laid down, I would faint at the time. So I was sitting straight up, very pregnant with Flynn, with no meds, just go for, and they filled a cavity.
Yeah,
it was horrible, or not a cavity, a broken tooth. They fixed
a
broken tooth.
Dentistry is a myth. Go on.
It's not. but I just kind of feel when they find cavities, they're like, so you have to come and get that filled. I'm kind of like, nah, do I? It'll grow back.
I don't,
like a bone, like a lizard tail.
Certainly won't get any comments. about that.
I very much am aware that is not true, and that if you leave it, it could turn to a root canal. It's much worse. Like, you need. I get it. I know, but like, I just pretend.
Yeah.
Because I don't like getting cavities filled anyway. Oh, you know what's the worst? When they fill a cavity, and then like your bite feels different.
I gotta go. I gotta, not tomorrow, but the day after. I gotta go back.
But you know what I'm talking about? When they fill a cavity and then you bite down and your bite is not, it feels different.
Yeah.
That is the most, like, the only word I can think to explain it is like claustrophobic, even though it's not claustrophobic. It's like, it makes me panic.
Yeah. Cause something is like, it's like something stuck in your teeth.
It's not how it's supposed to be.
Yeah. You can't get it out. Yeah.
I hate that feeling. Anyway. Okay. More about sharks. This is a great one. Some sharks retain, female sharks retain sperm in their bodies after mating and will use it to reproduce later on in life.
What?
That's crazy.
Where do they keep it?
4 years after the mother shark was last in contact with a male shark, she gave birth to a newborn bamboo shark at San Francisco's Steinhardt Aquarium. What? According to Scientific American, is that a magazine?
Yeah.
I thought they're just saying, according to a Scientific American.
Oh my God. No, it's like it's literally like the most famous science magazine that's been around for decades. Yeah.
But like, imagine if they're like, according to a scientist we met.
A Scientific American. no.
The previous record for storing sperm was 843 days, held by a chain cat shark. That's bananas.
Who's timing that?
Well, the last thing I'll say about sharks.
What weirdo Scientific American is like, all right, you just did the deed with another shark. I'm going to be watching. You know what I mean? Well, I guess people that work
as researchers
or at zoos or
something. I don't know. But then the last thing I'll say, just because I know this cannot be interesting to anybody, and I'm also an idiot who should not be the one
it's interesting to the guy that timed how counted the days after that shark had sex.
Last week I was talking about how the what's the great white sharks they've never seen the birth of a great white.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, yeah.
And how that blew my mind. Yeah. And then I was like, wait, that doesn't make sense. Because I found shark eggs on the beach, like empty egg shells, whatever.
Uh-huh.
And so wait, do sharks give?
Yeah.
Live
we didn't know. Away?
And apparently it's both. So I looked this up.
Huh.
So some species based on their habitat found on evolutionary advantage in laying they found an evolutionary advantage in laying eggs, while others in different habitats found an evolutionary advantage in retaining their offspring until live birth. Mm-hmm. So the reason why is still to be determined. Like, people have their assumptions and their guesses.
I knew that's how whales gave birth. So that's why I was confused. And that's what I think last week I was like, maybe it's both.
I think that like over time it's changed. Like, births have gone back and forth.
No, that was a good answer. That was good research you did there.
You're
being
so
serious.
Rude.
No, it was well said.
Why? Okay, then I'll find a different
certain habitats and evolutionary factors played a role in this different subspecies of the same species give birth in different ways. I've never heard about that in like different.
I think the smaller species. I think smaller sharks do the, or sharks that maybe live more on the coast.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Are the ones that are going to lay eggs because they can hide them places. Whereas like if it's an open ocean vibe.
Right. What are you going to do? Like just have like eggs.
Just pop them out. Squirt them out.
Floating
you know?
Around in the
Yeah,
tides?
you can't have that.
No.
So they hide them in the corals and the rocks and the whatnots. So probably whatever is the smaller sharks that like live closer to the coast, right? The evolutionary, in evolution, they're like, this makes more sense. I'm such a scientist,
where's this shark
man.
Keeping this shark semen? For 800 days.
Well, which shark?
The one that gave birth 800 days
inside their uti, you know,
like in
their uterus area. Clenching for a long time.
Thank you for your scientific answer.
You are
a Scientific American.
I am such a scientist. Okay, well, this has been a long, ridiculous episode. We're going to go. But let us know in the comments what you want us to talk about next week, because...
Well, I'm sure they're going to say shark semen.
No, I have so much to say about dolphins. I'm going to blow your mind next week. Okay. I'll probably forget. All right.
Oh, next week, dolphins. Okay.
No, seriously, I'm going to blow your mind. Uh-huh. But I'll probably forget. Okay, bye.
Bye.